Good morning. This is the Jerry Bader Show. My name is Greg Belfridge, filling in for Jerry today. He'll be back on Monday. And a big thanks to Jerry for the invitation, Jason and the gang that have been terrific to me, as well as you. Thank you so much for your phone calls. I've enjoyed our conversations. You know, on I host a show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I host my own three-hour daily morning show. And one of the things that we talk about often is issues of parenting. I have three children. My oldest is married, and she's out of the house and working as a teacher and got her life underway. I have two that are still at home. I have a son who's 17 and a daughter who's 14. And parenting is the toughest job you'll ever have. There's no question. I haven't found anything in my life to be more challenging than parenting kids. It really is difficult. There's no manual. There's no right way to handle things with kids. And those of you who have children, you know that you could do one thing with one child, and it works great. One of your children, maybe your oldest, and you tried a certain thing, and it worked great. And you try the very same thing on the next child, doesn't work. And you have to, I mean, so children are different. So there's no one approach. It's just parenting for me is just one of those things that really is incredibly challenging. And kids always want something. I don't know about yours, but my kids always want something from me. My 17-year-old recently wanted a tattoo. He's on me about getting a tattoo. And I thought about this again when I heard the president was on Ellen yesterday. Did you catch President Obama on Ellen? And I only bring this up because the president brought up the issue of his daughters and tattoos. He said that he and Michelle told their daughters that if they ever decided to get tattoos, that he and Michelle would get the exact same tattoo in the exact same spot. Now, I'm guessing the reasoning is that he's trying to discourage them from getting one, or he's trying to get them to be very, very thoughtful about what they get and where they have it placed. I mean, I would imagine that's what the hope here is. So the president's telling them, well, just know that if you get one, I'm going to get the same tattoo. Now, I'll tell you what, if I told that to my son, that would encourage him. That would not be discouraging. That would not deter him. That would actually propel him even more to want to go out and get a tattoo. To do, if nothing else, to embarrass me. And not the way I would approach it with my kids. My wife and I, with our children, said this, and we made it this simple. We said, when you're 18, you can get a tattoo. It's up to you. Before you're 18, we will not allow you to get a tattoo. We just made it just that simple. And now we got that. Jason's telling me he would have reacted the same way as my son. If his mom had told him that you get a tattoo, I'll get the same one, he would have done it as an act of defiance. And I think a lot of kids probably are that way. See, you're at that time of life. That's understandable. But we told our kids just straightforward. You don't get a tattoo until you're 18. Then you're 18. It's up to you. If you want to go get one, you want to pay for it, that's up to you. But until then, the answer is no. Now, fortunately for us, we made that with our first daughter. We got that far. We got her to 18, and on her 18th birthday, that's what she did. She wanted a tattoo. She ran out and got one. So now, at least with my son, it's a bit easier because we can say, well, we didn't let your sister get a tattoo until she was 18. So now it's at least a little bit easier. But he won't give up on this. So I wonder how you've handled the issue of tattoos when it's come up with your kids. Do you have your own tattoos? I'm 50 years old. I was born in 1963, 50 years old, and I do not have a tattoo. I'll tell you very honestly, I never saw the attraction of them. I do see some of the tattoo art. Some of the artists out there, they're incredible artists. And I appreciate tattooing as an art form. I just don't want any. I've never wanted one, never felt compelled to go get one. But I, as I say, I'm 50 and I've got friends that are out getting their, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth tattoos. What about you? Give us a call, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I'm particularly interested in how you handle it with your kids. When your kids inevitably come to you, because they're going to, because tattoos are a big deal now. Perceptions about tattoos have changed. Not completely. Not completely. I think there's no question, and it depends on the tattoo. It depends on the placement. You know, people can be very thoughtful about their tattoos. They can have them placed, you know, in areas where it's not noticeable when they go, you know, they put on a shirt or whatever, when they're clothed, when they go to work, you don't even know they have them sometimes. So it depends on the tattoo. It depends on the placement. But they're undoubtedly, if you have more and more people that are getting tattoos, it's become far more acceptable than it used to be. But there's still that perception, I think, of tattoos. Some of us still have a negative perception of tattoos. There's some employers who don't necessarily want their frontline people that are dealing with customers, don't want them to have tattoos, at least tattoos that are visible. So let's get to your calls. The number is 888-455-1360. Randy in Friendship. Hi, Randy. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, how are you doing today? Thanks for taking my call. Hang on, I got to turn my stupid radio down. All right, sorry about that.
No, that's all right.
I've got three children, and they all have tattoos. My daughter's 33. She got her, and I have tattoos myself. The only thing I told my children was they couldn't get a tattoo till they were 18 years old. And I knew plenty of tattoo artists who would have did it when they were younger, but for me, it's a decision that you're going to have for the rest of your life. Thank God none of them had them on their face or anything. My one son has one up. He was a wrestler, had one on his back of the USA Wrestling, and then he was a Marine. He's got his dog tags on his rib cage. My other son just joined the Marine Corps, and he got his dog tags on his rib cage, and he has another tattoo, I believe, on his arm, but I'm not sure what it was. And my daughter, this is kind of funny, she had a fairy put on her lower leg, and she went into school teaching. Well, the fairy had her breasts were out, and now she has to put a tattoo or a Band-Aid over the breasts every time she goes to school because it's not appropriate. She's afraid it's not appropriate for the kids to see.
Now, Randy, can I ask you, Randy, what tattoos do you have and why did you get them?
I started with one tattoo, and I got let's see, I've got some on my arm. I've got a bunch on my back. I guess for me, I didn't pay a dime for any of mine. I knew guys who were tattoo artists, and they just, you know, it started to appeal to me. Now that I'm older, I don't think I'll get any more, even though I could. I'm thinking about having a couple of them that have faded, brought to life again. But I don't know what the appeal was. I don't know what it was, you know.
Well, I appreciate your candor. I've known people that have gotten them, and people, it seems like people who really want them, they love them. And to me, that's great. It's a personal choice, just like your hairstyle or the clothing you wear, whatever. If that's your choice, that's fine. It just was never the right one for me. So I'm always interested in why people choose to get tattoos. Let's get to your, we'd love to have you call 888-455-1360. And how do you handle the issue of tattoos with your kids? Let's go to Tom on the road. Hi, Tom. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, as a father of four, my daughter is the only one that does not have any tattoos. But it was a rule in the house. 18, you can get a tattoo. You pay for it. I'm not. And they did. All my sons got tattoos, And to be quite honest with you, I find it to be a tremendous waste of money. I have
Why don't you like them,
myself.
Tom? Why don't you like them? Why don't you like them?
You know, when I was a kid growing up, I'm considerably older, my neighbors were Armenians, and they had tattoos on their hands because they were prisoners of war. And the tattoos that they had were numbers to show what they were, prisoners of war from the Turks. I find it to be kind of disgusting, to be honest with you. And I know now kids think it's a big, you know, art thing and all that, and a display of individuality. I look at it differently. That's just my opinion.
Well, I've kind of shared it. I never felt it was the right choice for me. I thought if I want to make a statement about something, I'll put on a T-shirt that's imprinted. I'll put on a hat that's imprinted. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I'm in a, rather than getting the Green Bay Packers tattoo, I'm going to wear my Packers hat.
There you go.
Then I can take it off. It never was the right choice for me. I appreciate it, Tom. Thanks for your call. Our number is 888-455-1360. I think making your kids wait until they're 18 is a wise choice. If I could, I'd make them wait till they were 25, to be honest with you. Rob in Wisconsin Rapids. Rob, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
How you doing?
Great, Rob. Thank you.
I took my kid to Florida on vacation last year. 16-year-old son, 12-year-old daughter, and a 7-year-old son. And the two youngest ones, they found a souvenir everywhere we went. The oldest kid, I couldn't get him to buy a T-shirt. I couldn't get him to buy anything. And I said, you know, what do you really want? He says, I want a tattoo. Well, right across from the hotel, there was a tattoo shop. We walked over there. I had to sign for him. He got a tribal tattoo around his bicep. They did a fantastic job on it. He's a high school wrestler, and I go to wrestling meets, and I see these kids that have the homemade tattoos. And I really didn't want him to do that. You know, under Wisconsin law, you can't be tattooed under, you know, none of the shops can do it to anybody under 18, but there's a lot of kids running around out there with homemade tattoos their buddies made, and I didn't want him to do that. You know, he's a good kid. He gets good grades. He's 16 going on 25, so.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you how old he is, and I understand your point. Sometimes as a parent, you choose your battles, and you know, maybe that's a battle you're not interested in fighting. Like you said, he's a good kid, and you're comfortable with it. That's certainly your right.
Yeah, I took him in a good shop. It was good and clean. He talked me into getting another one while I was in there, so we got tattooed together that day.
Oh, now, how many tattoos do you have?
I have 4.
How old were you when you got the first one, Rob?
I was 25 when I got my first one. I'm 48 now. I had a few for a couple years, for many years, I guess, and I had always wanted to get another one, and I thought it was a good opportunity, to get him something that was going to be clean and sterile and somebody do a good job, and I'm glad he talked me into it again, too.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for your call. We want to get your thoughts on it coming up. How do you feel about your kids getting tattoos? What are your rules on it? Call us at 888-455-1360. My name is Greg Belfridge. You're listening to The Jerry Bader Show.
The Jerry Bader Show.